课堂听 class.com。
Lesson 358. Here is the bill.
电话局又寄来了电话费缴费清单。你将其递给丈夫时说，这是账单。
Here is the bill. Here is the bill.
早已和珍妮说好了由你来请客。结账时你主动说，我来付账。
I'll pay the bill. I'll pay the bill.
用餐后男友因赶时间催你尽快走，你忙问他，你结账了吗？
Have you paid the bill? Have you paid the bill?
看了看那房子的房租清单，你不好意思地说，账单数目太大，我付不起。
The bill is too big for me. The bill is too big for me.
你还不能立刻付账，你对店主说，过后再把账单送给我好吗？
Will you bill me later? Will you bill me later? Lesson 359. It's really shocking.
歇息卡竟然为情自残，你难以置信地说，这真令人震惊。
It's really shocking. It's really shocking.
约翰与曾经相爱多年的恋人分手了，你同情地说，这可真是个大的打击。
It's quite a shock. It's quite a shock.
你的研究方案没有通过专家组的评审，你说，这对我可是个大打击。
It's a terrible shock to me. It's a terrible shock to me.
爷爷心脏病发作，已被送去医院。你担忧地说，他正处于休克状态。
He's in shock. He's in shock.
弟弟没戴绝缘手套就要去碰那电线，你提醒他说，你会触电的。
You'll get a shock. You'll get a shock. Lesson 360. I dislike Western food.
你不习惯西餐的口味。每次都吃不饱，你说我不喜欢西餐。
I dislike Western food. I dislike Western food.
不知道为什么，一听到猫叫你就浑身不自在。你说我不喜欢猫。
I dislike cats. I dislike cats.
大城市过于喧嚣，不适于清闲生活。你说我不喜欢大城市。
I dislike big cities. I dislike big cities.
你不喜欢凡事只考虑自己个人得失的人，你说，我讨厌自私的人。
I dislike selfish people. I dislike selfish people.
你讨厌新来同事的所作所为，你厌恶地说，我对他有着强烈的反感。
I dislike him.Strongly. I dislike him strongly. Lesson 361. No comment.
谈判时你不想回答竞争对手所提的问题，就说无可奉告。
No comment. No comment.
采访中你对记者提出的敏感问题避而不答，你客气地说，恐怕我无可奉告。
No comment, I'm afraid. No comment, I'm afraid.
发表完自己的见解后，你想听听同事的意见，就问他有什么看法。
Any comments? Any comments?
你很想知道经理对你这项提案的看法，就问他您对此有什么评价。
Have you any comments? Have you any comments?
针对新定的计划，你不想发表自己的言论，你说我对此没什么可说的。
I can't comment on it. I can't comment on it. Lesson 362. Please sign the papers.
你想请上司在文件上签字，就礼貌地对他说，请签署文件。
Please sign the papers. Please sign the papers.
你注意到客户还没有在文件上签字，就提醒汤姆说，文件上没有签名。
The papers aren't signed. The papers aren't signed.
你想请合作方签名，就指着合同上相应的位置说，请在这里签上名字。
Sign your name here. Sign your name here.
同事喊你接听电话，你边在包裹单上签名边说，我正在签收包裹。
I'm signing for the parcel. I'm signing for the parcel.
在把该交代的事情写清楚后，你在信的结尾处写道，我得就此停笔了。
I'd better sign off now. I'd better sign off now. Lesson 363. It's significant.
父亲写给你一封颇有深意的信，你边看边说，真是意味深长啊。
It's significant. It's significant.
你认为对方改变策略也无济于事，你说，我想这没有什么意义。
I don't think it's significant. I don't think it's significant.
校长的讲话引人深思，你感叹地说，真是意味深长的一番话呀。
What a significant remark. What a significant remark.
新任元首将发表重要的演说，你期待地说，这将是一次有重大意义的演说。
It'll be a significant speech. It'll be a significant speech.
罗杰临走前暗示性地笑了笑，你不解地说，他给我一个意味深长的微笑。
He gave me a significant smile. He gave me a significant smile. Lesson 364. It doesn't satisfy me.
你认为展台本应布置的更具特色，因此你不满地说，这令我很不满意。
It doesn't satisfy me. It doesn't satisfy me.
詹姆斯总是在抱怨周围的一切，你评价说，任何事都不能使他满足。
Nothing satisfies him. Nothing satisfies him.
新来的实习生办事很得力，你笑着对他说，我对你的工作很满意。
I'm satisfied with your work. I'm satisfied with your work.
你想知道外商对公司提供的活动安排是否满意，就问他，你满意吗？
Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied?
由于保罗一意孤行，导致公司损失惨重，你生气地对他说，现在你满意了。
Now are youSatisfied? Now, are you satisfied? Lesson 365. Behave yourself.
儿子在客人们面前表现得很没礼貌，你教训他说，规矩点。
Behave yourself. Behave yourself.
接待员的举止表现出对客人的不尊敬，你提醒他说，请你礼貌点。
Please behave yourself. Please behave yourself.
Jerry 在宴会上的言行有失分寸，你不满地说，他的举止很不得体。
He behaves badly. He behaves badly.
男友在你父母面前表现得彬彬有礼，你表扬他说，你表现得非常好。
You behaved very well. You behaved very well.
乔治新买了一辆小汽车，聊天时你问他，你的新车跑得怎么样？
How's your new car behaving? How's your new car behaving? Lesson 366. I'm so excited.
你所在的球队再次获得了冠军。你高兴地说，我真是太兴奋了。
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
莉莉听到那个消息后异常兴奋，你希望她能冷静点，就说别激动。
Don't get excited. Don't get excited.
托比知道自己入选后激动异常，你提醒他说，你冷静点。
Don't excite yourself. Don't excite yourself.
做游戏时看到孩子们高兴地欢蹦乱跳，你说孩子们都很激动。
The children are very excited. The children are very excited.
看到室友兴奋地睡不着觉，你不禁好奇地问他，什么事让你如此兴奋？
What are you so excited about? What are you so excited about? Lesson 367. I'll discuss it with you.
你指着企划书上需要讨论的问题对同事说，我想和你讨论这一点。
I'll discuss it with you. I'll discuss it with you.
相互问候之后，你想直接切入正题，就对客户说，咱们讨论一下问题吧。
Let's discuss the problem. Let's discuss the problem.
你想确定旅游的时间，就对大家说，咱们商量一下什么时候去吧。
Let's discuss when to go. Let's discuss when to go.
好友来访时，你正在和弟弟谈论球赛，你说，我们在谈论那场比赛。
We're discussing the game. We're discussing the game.
你想知道丈夫看什么文章这么津津有味，就问他，这文章讲的是什么？
What does the article discuss? What does the article discuss? Lesson 368. Don't blame it on him.
发生这种事并不完全是马克的错误。你劝正在气头上的朋友说，别怪他。
Don't blame it on him. Don't blame it on him.
彼得还在为自己犯的错误而自责。你劝他说，别再责备自己了。
Stop blaming yourself. Stop blaming yourself.
你向女友发誓，你一定言出必行。你说，我要是不这样做，随你怎么责备我好了。
Blame me if I don't. Blame me if I don't.
虽然约翰的过失使你受到很大牵连，可你还是宽容地对他说，我不怪你。
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
如今科尔完全是自食其果，你对他说，你不能怪任何人。
You can't blame anyone. You can't blame anyone. Lesson 369. I wonder at your strength.
知道莎莉竟能独自搬动那只沉重的箱子，你惊讶地对他说，你的力气真让我吃惊。
I wonder at your strength. I wonder at your strength.
万万没想到那么恩爱的夫妻竟然离婚了，你惊讶地说，真想不到。
What a wonder. What a wonder.
办公室里坐着一个陌生人，你好奇地对同事说，我想知道他是谁。
I wonder who he is. I wonder who he is.
Mike 解释自己迟到是因为车坏了。你点点头对他说，难怪你迟到了。
No wonder you were late. No wonder you were late.
听说珍妮倦容满面是因为连夜加班。你理解地对他说，难怪你累坏了。
No wonder you're so tired. No wonder you're so tired. Lesson 370. She lives all alone.
奶奶已经习惯了多年独居的生活。你说，她独自一个人生活。
She lives all alone. She lives all alone.
看到一个小女孩独自一个人在街上哭泣，你好心地问她，就你一个人吗？
Are you all alone? Are you all alone?
家里人都有事外出了，你给朋友打电话说，我独自一个人在家里。
I'm alone in the house. I'm alone in the house.
你把这个秘密只告诉了保罗一人，你说只有他知道秘密。
He alone knows the secret. He alone knows the secret.
同事中还有许多与你持相同意见的人。你说，不只是我一个人有这种想法。
I'm not alone in this opinion. I'm not alone in this opinion. Lesson 371.What's the date today?
你一下子忘了今天的日期，就向同事询问道，今天是几号？
What's the date today? What's the date today?
你的护照已经过期，你着急地说，我的护照过期作废了。
My passport is out of date. My passport is out of date.
Heidi 穿的是巴黎最新流行的时装。评价她的衣着时，你说，很时髦。
It's right up to date. It's right up to date.
确定玛丽要与你共进晚餐后，你开心地对朋友说，我今晚有个约会。
I have a date tonight. I have a date tonight.
安妮是你最好的舞伴人选，你打电话给她说，我要约你去跳舞。
I'll date you for the dance. I'll date you for the dance. Lesson 372. Small world.
你在异乡偶遇老友，你激动地说，这世界真小。
Small world. Small world.
这双鞋你穿起来紧紧的，你苦笑着说，这对我来说太小了。
It's too small for me. It's too small for me.
为了不让杰森为自己犯的错自责，你故作轻松地说，只是小小的错误。
It's just a small mistake. It's just a small mistake.
朋友感谢你帮了他的大忙，你满不在乎地说，那只是件小事而已。
It's just a small matter. It's just a small matter.
这两个版本的译文几乎没有不同。看过之后，你说，只有很小的差异。
They're only small differences. They're only small differences. Lesson 373. He's the big cheese.
查理在政界可谓是声名显赫。你说，他是个有权威的要人。
He's the big cheese. He's the big cheese.
山脚下的空地足够用来做足球场了。你高兴地对同伴说，这足够大了。
It's big enough. It's big enough.
这件运动服你穿起来松松垮垮的，你苦笑着说，这对我来说太大了。
It's too big for me. It's too big for me.
这次决议对公司的发展具有重大意义。你郑重地说，这是个重大决定。
It's a big decision. It's a big decision.
迪克又在吹嘘自己取得了很大的成就。你不屑地说，他喜欢说大话。
He likes to talk big. He likes to talk big. Lesson 374. Never too old to learn.
朋友像你这么大年纪了，竟又开始学习日语。你说，活到老学到老吗？
Never too old to learn. Never too old to learn.
大学好友相约去母校重游故地。你充满期待地说，过去的美好时光又将重现了。
It'll be like good old times. It'll be like good old times.
那女孩虽然个子很高，却稚气未脱。你禁不住问她，你多大了？
How old are you? How old are you?
你与亨利很久以前就认识了。你对大家说，我们是老朋友了。
We're old friends. We're old friends.
表妹想和一个比自己大20岁的男人结婚，你强烈反对说，他岁数太大了。
He's too old for you. He's too old for you. Lesson 375. You look very young.
劳拉总认为自己青春已逝，你安慰她说，你看起来很年轻。
You look very young. You look very young.
妻子穿这套衣服显得青春靓丽。你赞美她说，你看起来非常年轻。
You look so young. You look so young.
你想让杰克注意听你的话，就笑着拍拍他说，听我说，小伙子。
Listen to me, young man.Listen to me, young man.
这本书是专为年轻人写的。你介绍说，这本书是给年轻人看的。
It's a book for the young. It's a book for the young.
谁都不相信罗杰已经有40岁了。你说，他比实际年龄显得小。
He is young for his age. He is young for his age.Lesson 376. Your dream will come true.
儿子努力练习，想成为小提琴家。你鼓励他说，你的梦想会实现的。
Your dream will come true. Your dream will come true.
大家都期盼中国男足能称霸世界。你信心十足地说，我们的梦想会实现的。
Our dream will come true.True. Our dream will come true.
你看着梦寐以求的大学录取通知书，兴奋地说，我的梦想实现了。
My dream has come true. My dream has come true.
夜深了，临睡前，你亲切地对女儿说，晚安，祝你做个好梦。
Good night, sweet dreams.Good night, sweet dreams.
听说即将来访的客户极为蛮横，你痛苦地说，这将是一场噩梦。
It will be a bad dream. It will be a bad dream. Lesson 377. Wish you happiness.
安妮告诉你，她即将和心爱的人结婚，你真诚地对她说，祝你幸福。
Wish you happiness. Wish you happiness.
戴维将代表公司去参加科技产品大赛。你祝福他说，祝你好运。
Wish you good luck. Wish you good luck.
在送别酒会上，你举杯向即将远行的托尼祝福道，愿你一路顺风。
Wish you a pleasant journey.Wish you a pleasant journey.
同事即将开始实施一项全新的研究计划，你预祝他说，祝你成功。
Wish you success. Wish you success.
新年伊始，你与久违的老友邂逅，你笑着对他说，祝你新年快乐。
wish you a happy new year. Wish you a happy new year. Lesson 378. It hurts.
你不小心将头撞到了书柜上，你一边揉着脑袋一边喊道，疼死了。
It hurts. It hurts.
迷路的小朋友一脸恐惧地看着你，你亲切地对他说，我不会伤害你。
I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you.
听说麦克所在的抢险队中有人受伤了，你急切地问，麦克受伤了吗？
Did Mike hurt himself? Did Mike hurt himself?
弟弟回到家，说自己踢足球时受伤了。你急切地问他，你伤得厉害吗？
Are you badly hurt? Are you badly hurt?
任性的妹妹坚持不向朋友道歉。你劝她说，说一声对不起没什么不好。
It won't hurt to say sorry.It won't hurt to say sorry. Lesson 379. True or false?
上课时你出了一道难题让学生们判断正误。你问他们对还是错。
True or false? True or false?
你无法确认报告数据是否正确，就问同事，这是正确的还是错误的？
Is it true or false? Is it true or false?
儿子给出的答案与正确答案相差甚远。你耐心地对他说，做错了。
It's false. It's false.
看穿了对手布置的圈套后，你赶紧提醒队友们说，这是一个假象。
It's a false impression.It's a false impression.
得知股价将暴跌的消息纯属谣言后，你安慰大家说，这只是一场虚惊。
It's just a false alarm. It's just a false alarm. Lesson 380. That's not fair.
这次机会又被对手以非常手段夺去了。你气愤地说，不公平。
That's not fair. That's not fair.
梅芬被大家选为这场比赛的裁判，你提醒他说，你必须公正处事。
You must play fair. You must play fair.
语文老师审评作文时总是给他喜欢的学生高分，你生气地说，这老师不公正。
The teacher isn't fair.The teacher isn't fair.
给公司造成严重损失的同事得到了处罚。你说，这次处罚十分公正。
The punishment is quite fair. The punishment is quite fair.
此次公开竞标完全凭靠个人实力。你说，对每一个人都是公平的。
It's fair to everyone.It's fair to everyone.